mission to the wide Pacific shore. From the queen of the flowing mountains to the South Bell Bottoms. Well, she's mighty tall and handsome, and she's known quite well by all. She's a combination called the Wabash Cannonball.
See this young man sitting next to me?
Hello, Big
Joe. He's as much responsible for the Nashville sound as anybody in Music City, USA. If you will, give a nice welcome to the unbelievable guitar and voice of Jerry Reed. Jerry, take it for some.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mommy a goodbye note. By sundown, I'd left Kingston with my guitar up under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went on them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck. So I bummed me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started checking out some of them all-night bars. Hoping I can make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. Got the same old store, them all-night bills, but there ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in Hobo Junk, bummed 1,000 miles of track. Till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama, at a club they call Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I sit in. I showed them what a band would sound like with a swinging little guitar man. Show 'em, son. Yeah. Do it, Robert. If you ever take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile. We'll make it on out to the club called Jack's if you've got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor. Digging the finest little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. And guess who's leading that five-piece band? You know that swing little guitar man. Yeah, yeah, little guitar man.